Welcome to Psychosocial Blogging, the podcast for rock star bloggers who want access to the minds of fans. Join Darren L. Hammond from ZipMinis.com as he taps into the mind of your reading public using neuroscience, cognitive science, and psychology. Now, here's your host and Jedi blogger, Darren.
Hi there, I'm Darren L. Hammond, the founder of ZipMinis.com, which is the parent company of many businesses in digital marketing, including this very podcast you're listening to, which is the Psychosocial Blogging Podcast. So good to have you here with us today. This is where we step outside the box and recycle it. We search for cutting edge and strategic connections between the latest in cognitive science, blogging, technology, and social media, and we deliver it to you on a platter. Please, if you enjoy the show, I hope that you would feel so inclined to give us a positive rating, whether you listen to it on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, wherever you're listening. If you could give us a rating and a review, it will sure help motivate us to keep going. What motivates us is not the dollar, as we do not get paid for this. So give us some feedback and keep us motivated. Our aim here is to provide you with actionable blogging details and takeaways that you won't find anywhere else in the universe. Things that you can take from here and immediately employ in your blogging. This is episode 9 you're listening to, How to Hack Blog Rituals to Boost Posts and Engage Readers. Really excited to speak to you today about these blogging rituals and their evolution over time. Last time, if you remember, we discussed a theme that we'll be returning to, which is language and the brain, how linguistics teaches us about brain function and vice versa. Today, our focus is on rituals and how the evolution of rituals in human behavior has made it possible for us to hack into them as bloggers and use rituals to our advantage. So let's start with some key takeaways here. As a blogger, you are always searching for the methods to make your blogging faster and better, more efficient, more powerful, and this episode is going to help with that. In our evolutionary past as humans, we adapted rituals to create meaning and to motivate action and to remind us of important things. And very famously, creative writers have had what sometimes seem like odd or eccentric rituals. You can strategically use a wide and dynamic variety of rituals to rock your writing as a blogger. And that is our goal today, to get you rocking with your blogging rituals. So in thinking of rituals, have you ever thought about the actions you repeat daily as part of a routine to make your day go smoothly? Consider your grooming, for example. Do you follow a specific pattern of actions from the process of showering to combing your hair? In the mirror, most of this is habitual and automatic, right? And I start from my head and work my way down to my toes. We do this to make things quick and fast. And if you learn about how important writing rituals are, you will empower your blogging and tap into your human evolutionary power to create, adapt, and evolve rituals. So let's talk a bit about the origins of these rituals that influence our behavior. There are some actions which become more important or more elevated in our minds, and the repetition of the actions surrounding these begin to symbolize something else, something bigger, something beyond. Religious rituals are the ones that we think of first, but rituals extend much further in human existence, and they vary from the trivial to the highly important and highly functional. We have lots of them, and many of them help us to function and find meaning in life and to perform tasks efficiently. Religious rituals are the ones we think of first, oftentimes, but rituals extend much further in human existence than religion. We have lots of them, and many of them help us to function and find meaning in life. There are others that create dysfunction, but our task here is to think about how we can analyze our own rituals and use them to augment our blogging behavior and our blogging power. So over the past 50,000 years, humans have evolved, and in that time, they have created rituals. It's in our DNA to create and enact rituals. In the same time period, humans became social beings, developed language and writing. Rituals are intimately connected with society and writing, forming part of the glue that binds a culture together. Rituals are so important to bloggers because they can be both individual and social and influence the writing production and the writing reception. The author of Cultural Anthropology, Kevin Carrico, captures the breadth of ritual in human experience very well, both collectively and individually. He says that ritual is arguably a universal of human social existence. Just as one cannot envision a society without language or exchange, one would be equally hard-pressed to imagine a society without ritual. One can find rituals, both sacred and secular, throughout modern society. Collective experiences, from the Olympics to the commemoration of national tragedies, cyclical gathering, from weekly congregations at the local church to the annual turkey carving at Thanksgiving, to the intoxication of Mardi Gras, and personal life pattern, from morning grooming routines to the ways in which we greet and interact with one another. Ritual is, in fact, an inevitable component of culture, extending from the largest scale social and political processes to the most intimate aspects of our personal experience, end quote. So on the most vast social scale and down to the most minute individual scale, routines and rituals have evolved to help us in our human experience. If we become conscious of these rituals, we can control them and manipulate them and evolve them for our benefit. We often underestimate the intense influence that rituals have upon us. Powerful rituals can shape and alter our existence, and as humans, we use them to suit both individual and social needs. So let's think a little bit about how blog rituals work and what they do for bloggers. Rituals are more than just habits or psychological tricks. We evolved to use them to combine meaning and action. Think about that for a sec. Routines and rituals combine meaning and action, and language has made complex rituals even more sophisticated and intricate. Blog rituals are powerful actions that motivate us to write. They inspire our writing and get us past the hurdles that prevent the writing process. The rituals give meaning and importance to the act of writing, and that's why they're valuable. They give meaning to the act of writing. So for bloggers, the intimate rituals of writing are potent, and you can use them to help you write with power, productivity, and efficiency. However, in order for that to happen, you have to be conscious of the rituals you use so that you can change or get rid of them. You can add new ones to make them more effective. You can get rid of the old ones. As you become conscious of your rituals and begin to adapt them, you can make your writing much more powerful, much more effective, and much more efficient. The rituals make the act of writing significant and meaningful, different than the normal routine. They set it apart as an art and a craft. Some famous writers have used seemingly random rituals and eccentricities to help them write. But the important fact to remember in perusing these these eccentricities is that the ritual had value and meaning to the individual, and it helped them to communicate with the social or with society. So it's kind of fun to go through some of these. Some of them you'll already know, others you may not. But here are some famous writers and their rituals. Ernest Hemingway stood up to a high table and wrote standing up 4 hours a day, topping off the session by getting drunk for the remainder. And both were near religious in as far as rituals go. Truman Capote famously wrote while lying down, smoking, and drinking coffee. The French writer, this is the most scandalous one, Victor Hugo, who wrote Les Mis supposedly in the nude so that he could not leave the house. So he made himself bare so that he could not leave the house. That's a great one. Aaron Sorkin of the West Wing chain smokes, uses note cards, and acts out scenes in front of mirrors, as he writes. Jack London, a lot of great stuff from him, Into the Wild, and not Into the Wild, Call of the Wild, and many others, used to put to paper 1,000 words every day religiously. John Steinbeck put his desk in order, had stacks of blank paper tablets on it, and lots of sharpened pencils for any needs he might have in writing. William Golding, Norman Mailer, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle supposedly wrote 3,000 words every day. And if you're not familiar with how much that is, that's an enormous quantity of words, polished prose in a day. Anthony Trollope began writing at 5:30 a.m. and churned out 250 words every 15 minutes using a watch to keep time. More modernly, Stephen King does whatever it takes to reach his daily quota of 2,000 adverbless words. And the reason why I chuckled is because I used an adverb. The rituals vary from the ordinary to the bizarre, don't they? And they are, for the most part, harmless and, for the most part, helpful. But becoming conscious of them, you can refine them and adapt them and make them even more powerful. So as I was writing this piece, I was curious as to what some of my colleagues used as their ritual. And I got a variety of responses, which I'll summarize for you. I think they're kind of interesting. Many of the rituals included alcohol and caffeine, and oftentimes both at the same time. But the ritual that was discussed the most involved something very modern, using a cloud app like Google Docs, Dropbox, Evernote, Trello, etc. Each of these writers that I talked to had their own version, but some way of updating their and collecting their writing into the cloud. Isn't that interesting? Many of them, most of them, had multiple cloud software that they used to churn out their writing. Another one that was popular was setting a deadline to begin, like many people chose 8 a.m. as a starting point, and that's when writing began. I really like this idea. In fact, I think I might try it out, because marking off clear hours of uninterrupted writing seems really useful, along with the last one that I'll mention, which is peaceful music playing softly in the background. I violate this one as I listen to Slipknot and Marilyn Manson as I write. For some reason, that's what gets me motivated. Peaceful music would have me writing crap. I've tried a lot of the rituals that have been mentioned above. In fact, I've even tried the writing naked one, I'll embarrassedly admit. It didn't work for me, by the way, and I don't do it ritualistically now. Some of them make me better off. Some of them help me. And others I don't really use as established ritual. But for the most part, I've tried all of the. I generally have a pretty fixed agenda when I write for my site, zipminis.com. And as I reflected on my rituals for this article, I was surprised by how many involved food. And oftentimes, I'll admit, it's junk food. But in my defense, I also eat carrots, celery, and grapes frequently when I'm writing. And I have a jelly sandwich before I begin writing often. That little bit of sugar sparks something in my brain. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these writing rituals are weird. But important thing is that they work, and they work for me, and so I adopt them. I have added to my rituals a 15 to 30 minute meditation session to clear my mind for writing. This has certainly helped my writing the most of any ritual I've adopted. It clears my mind and prepares me for the writing process like nothing else can. You're wondering what my most bizarre ritual is? I would have to say that clipping my fingernails each time before I write. The way this originated is long fingernails bugged me on the typing keyboard. And so it became a habit to keep them clipped. And I do that each time before I write. That's probably the most bizarre ritual that I have. What bizarre and eccentric rituals do you have? I hope that you'll confess them in the comments in this episode. The eccentric rituals of writers are individualized, and yours should be too. It doesn't matter if the ritual is weird to outsiders. Make it as freaky as you want, as long as the rituals are meaningful to you and help you to write. Now, the important thing here I've stressed is that you need to become conscious of your rituals so that you can initiate and guide your writing. So your writing rituals should progress and change over time. They should evolve and adapt to what best suits you. And this can't happen if you're not conscious of it. So put pen to paper and jot down, figure out what your writing rituals are, and see if they're useful. Evaluate them. Determine whether they help you to be productive or whether they bog you down. Maybe you don't have any writing rituals yet. Not likely, but it's possible. I'm going to give you some ideas to help you get started, though, and to help the rest of you start adapting your writing ritual. And I've divided them into three different kinds of rituals, depending on what they involve. And the first one is environment. So some rituals involve environment. In this case, find a specific quiet place to write. Write powerfully in a silent or semi-silent space. Write by yourself. Write standing at a desk. Make a pact with a fellow blogger to write during the same time period. So all these things are affecting the environment that we're writing in. You might go for a walk or for a jog before you start. You might design your writing space briefly before you begin writing. Arrange things in a certain order that suits you. The next category is behavior. So they have to do with the behavior of the writer. And considering behavior, brainstorm blog post topics. Free write for 15 minutes. Do a bit of exercise. Write a few quick emails to close friends. Massage and relax your shoulders and neck. Try meditating. Eat something or refrain from eating something. Clip your nails. Sharpen your pencils. Write by hand instead of at the computer. Take a shower before you write, or just wash your face. So all these things have the commonality of influencing our behavior and producing a certain specific kind of behavior. The last one is time. You might set a fixed time to begin writing. Write for specific lengths of time. Plan different kinds of breaks. Use an alarm or a timer to keep you on schedule, or map out your day in your calendar app. There are also a lot of very detailed and intricate timekeeping apps that can monitor your writing behavior even more if you're interested in that kind of writing ritual. So these three types of blogging rituals can really empower your social and cultural engagement as you write. And this is very important because writing is a social act of communication. So the rituals help you to engage in the social and cultural environment. I've picked up some other ideas along the way and some ideas from scholars that I'm going to mention to you. These are people who have tapped into the power of human cultural evolution to create productive and useful rituals that make writing meaningful to them and consequently to the public. So a few more ideas to go along with the others that I mentioned. Repetition. Same action, same time, same place. Repetition can make writing a normal and non-threatening activity. If you begin and end every blogging session with a bit of writing, then it becomes a matter of habit and less an act of punishment or intimidation. Time limits are another way to make a writing task seem less intimidating, and it's okay to write in short spurts. This can be as effective as writing in lengthy, extended periods of time. It just depends on your nature. So try out both. Try out short time limits, try out long time limit, and maybe in the end you'll use a variety of short and long segmented times to write. Rehearsed activities. This is moving on to another one. Rehearsed activities that can be performed automatically free the mind to focus on problem solving. And using the same series of activities in preparation for writing helps you to drain off unused and stagnant energy that causes mental digression. In short, it helps you to focus on what's most important. Physical activity also affects your mental state, and increasing physical activity can be very helpful. Instead of getting frustrated by sitting down at a computer, try physical movement. Try standing and writing. Try going for a brief walk. Other physical activities can really stimulate the mind and make you a more productive writer. There are external and seemingly unrelated sensory stimuli, especially sounds or movements involving repetition and monotony, that can improve concentration. For some people who have the habit of tapping a pencil while they work, for example, tapping a pencil can actually motivate the creative process and motivate writing, or it could be a hindrance. Also, music and television. Choose wisely and choose a variety of different approaches. Try out a variety of different approaches to see what music and what noise you appreciate as you write. Repeating previously productive behavior can build confidence. So if something works once for you, do it again. Reinforce the habit, make it a ritual, and incorporate it into your sequence of rituals that you do each time before you sit down to write. So be aware of what works and repeat what works. An odd thing in I found in neuroscience is that working in a state of drowsiness can actually have a positive impact on your creative writing, because your negative critical writing faculties are less active. So your mind is not completely awake and is not as critical of the writing that you produce. This frees some writers to be more creative, since the total awake mind is not always the most creative one. Maybe you need to drift off into a brief nap or daydream in order to get writing tasks accomplished. Gazing or staring off into space, daydreaming, can be very productive in the creative process. Nonverbal drafting activities can be very helpful for a writer. So we talked about the use of music, which would be nonverbal. Also, drawing and doodling, things that excite or stimulate other forms of sensory expression can really jumpstart the writing process. So try other creative strategies. I oftentimes like to do a little painting before I start writing. Gets my creative juices flowing. thorough exploration of the different stages of the writing process will help you to adapt your use of rituals. So think specifically of pre-writing, drafting, revising, and editing. And in those specific categories, what are some rituals that can work for you? What can you add to your repertoire that you already use to increase your productivity and empower your writing? Think of collaboration, for example. Many people write independently and are usually isolated when they write. Sometimes talking out an idea with a colleague is a good idea, or calling a friend on the phone to talk out an idea. Try out a variety of processes. Keep the ones that work and evolve your rituals and your routines. The main idea here is that these ritualized behaviors will trigger your brain to know that it's time to begin writing. The human brain evolved this to stimulate certain forms of actions, and we can hijack that and use it for blogging's sake, to make us more effective bloggers. Experiment with routines, be flexible, adapt, evolve, and continually refine your strategies for the writing process and the rituals you use in the writing process. There you have it. Those are the ideas for rituals in writing. I hope you find them useful. I hope you play around with them, and I hope you'll communicate some of them to me via the show notes, which are housed at zipminis.com. That's zipminis.com. The show notes will be there, and a place for comments beneath the show notes will be available to you. Also, if you have the time, remember that what motivates me the most in Psychosocial Blogging Podcast is the feedback I get on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and the reviews that I receive. Money is not a motivation here, but your interest level is. And because of that, I want to share this with as many people as possible. So giving me a review helps me to do that. Also, share this on your social media if you don't mind. Post it to your Facebook page, write a tweet about it, Google Plus it, spread the word, and let's gather more people around our experiment in writing and science and technology. Most importantly, stay tuned for our show next week, and until then, peace out.
From Psychosocial Blogging, enjoy playing with the minds of your blogging audience. Join us next time for the next installment of your higher education in blogging. Subscribe to the show to keep up with the latest. Visit our website at zipminis.com for more information. Until next time, rock your blog.